calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome to a brand new year, 2017. You're with Matt here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. I'm most certainly looking forward to digging deep and finding out some of the best music from the independent music worlds of Australia and Canada and New Zealand as well, of course, and featuring brand new tracks each week and digging into the archives as well. I love to educate listeners about some of the great Australian music that I loved growing up, and even further that I've dug into just through my own research and love of the history of music. And admittedly, I don't play as much older Canadian music, I guess, because I didn't grow up in Canada. So I guess it takes a bit more effort for me to find that stuff, but it's really well worth it when I find out about the great music from Canada's past too, the punk and underground worlds and alternative rock, which, is the lifeblood of this show. I'll continue to do so as the year progresses. So I do want to start with an older band now who are sadly no longer with us due to the untimely death of the bass player. I'm referring to Magic Dirt. So they were a band formed in Geelong, Victoria in 1991, featuring Adelita Serson on vocals and guitar. She is one of the all-time great front persons, I think, in Australian rock and roll. So Dean Turner was the bassist, and he sadly died a few years ago, 2009, of a rare cancer, I believe. So the band has been on hiatus ever since. They were a real favourite of mine growing up, just perfect noisy guitar sound with some just really unique melodies. And they released, well, this album in particular was a real classic. It's called Friends in Danger. It was their first full length, and it came out in 1996. And I used to play this over and over again. It's just got some fantastic guitar work, lots of noise, and great songs. I'm going to play for you three tracks from it today. I'm going to start out with the title track, track one, Friends in Danger. And then we're also going to play track seven, Shovel, and then the final track, I Was Cruel. So lots of great new Australian and Canadian music coming up in the show, as always, but kicking it off with Magic Dirt. Friends in Danger, going right back to 1996.
At the start,
at the start,
at the start, at the start, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, everything, 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 everything I can say at the start, I can do it, I can do it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Stranded. I hope you enjoy that track there from Magic Dirt. I most certainly did. That's one of my favorite tracks from the band. From the 1996 release, Friends in Danger. It's their classic first record, first full length. Lots of really great EPs from Magic Dirt, including Signs of Satanic Youth from 93 and Life Was Better from 1994. I used to play them over and over again. And sadly, Magic Dirt no longer with us after the untimely death of Dean, the bass player, in 2009. But Adelita is she's pressing on with a great solo career, and we played some of her tracks in previous shows. So at the top there, you heard the title track from Friends in Danger, and then track 7 as well, and the final track there, which is a real favorite. It was called I Was Cruel. So we have a blog here on the show, ozstrandedradio.com. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time. Fear not, there's almost 300 podcasts archived there at that blog, ozstrandedradio.com. And if you are inclined, you can find us on Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. Here's another track from the Skeleton Tree record, the latest from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Over the break, I happened to see the movie, the documentary that came out in conjunction with this album. It was very, very moving. It was a black and white documentary filmed in and around Brighton, England, where Nick lives with his family. And of course, it was produced in the aftermath of the absolute tragedy that occurred with the death of Nick's son when he fell over a cliff. So it was a big risk to do a movie like that, to focus on the family and what they'd been through, and also, of course, you know, mainly it was about the production of the new album, and it was really well done, really moving, and it made me want to listen to the record more. So here's a track from Skeleton Tree, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is Magneto, and after that, two great new bands from Australia. We're going to hear from OPEP and Middle Kids. First up, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
That found in rabbit blood, and I spun on my wheel like a laboratory rat. There was an electrical storm on the bathroom floor, clutching the bowl. Blood was full of gags and other people's diseases. My monstrous little memory, it swallowed me whole. It was the year I officially became the bride of Jesus. In love, in love, in love, you laugh, in love, you move, I move. spend one more time with feeling. Love you, love, I love you, love. Saw you in half, the stars are splashed across the ceiling. Somebody was basically overwhelming. Had such hard blues down there in the supermarket queues. I had a sudden urge to become someone, someone like you, who started out with less than anyone I ever knew. In love, I love you, love, I love you, love, I move, you move, and one more time with feeling. I love you, love, I love you, love, I'm sawn in half, and all the stars are splashed across the ceiling. Of my blood, and then swim. And in the bathroom mirror, I see me vomit in the sink. And all through the house, we hear the hyena's hymns of love. I love you, love. I love you, love, I love you, love, I move, I move, you move, and one more time with feeling. I love you, love, I love you, love, we saw each other in half, and all the stars are splashed and splattered across the ceiling.
Did I push it too much? Or not enough? When did I start losing touch? When did you start giving up? 'Cause I'm standing here. You're over there, and the space in between. You don't care to be seen.
9 months till the deadline, and 9 weeks to make up your mind. Once you decide, there's no room for doubt. Every minute of your life to figure it out.
I cannot remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name. Further. I could go all day, and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to Stranded here with your host, Matt. So, at the top of the set was the unmistakable sounds of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Magneto from their very somber new record, Skeleton Tree. In the middle was a new Australian band called OPEP. So, OPEP formed in Melbourne not long ago, and their debut album is Stadium Cake, which was released in June of last year. The band got together in around 2009. A couple of friends who met at the Victorian College of the Arts Secondary School got together, formed the band, and you heard the very catchy single there called Doctor Doctor. And thirdly was Middle Kids. They are a three-piece from Sydney. You heard a track called Edge of Town. Let's get into the Canadian music. Lots of it ahead in this year. We're going to do our best to keep on top of all the great new music coming out, which will be an impossible task, but I'll do my best in the one-hourly show each week. Gal Grassen put out a great EP last year called The Hard Part Begins, one of the best releases from Vancouver from 2016. We're going to hear a track from that, the title track. And then a new artist named Daniel Terence Robertson, who put out a very stark and effective piano-based record, his first release. And their album's called Death. And we're going to hear a track from that. And then a track from three-piece Douse, formerly known as Aaliyah Ray. So here is Gal Grassen with The Hard Part Begins.
Thank you. Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and we're in the Canadian section of the show from this point on till the end of the show. Gal Grusin from Vancouver there with The Hard Part Begins. That EP is one of the great great records that came out last year. In the middle with Daniel Terrence Robertson, and he has his debut record out called Death, and we heard a track called House, and then Douse with a track called Unrest from their record The Light in You Has Left. They are based in New Westminster, BC, and they're previously known as Alaya Ray, a very hard-working three-piece. Another great three-piece from Vancouver is Swim Team. They have a new record out called Out of the Flood, a great post-punk record. We're going to hear a track called Sentez, S-E-N-T-E-Z. And then we're going to hear from a solo artist named Zach Pick. And I found his track Bright Ideas on the Charles and Commercial compilation that we played a lot of last year. That compilation was put out by the Birds of Canada blog, who are a real great go-to source for new music from the Lower Mainland of BC. And that will be all we've had time for on the show. This has been Stranded. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, at ozstranded on Twitter, and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. Bye for now. Here's Swim Team from Vancouver.
Electric.